The DEF CON conference comes around each year. It's when thousands of computer hackers meet up in Los Angeles. There are 10,000 attending this time, some employed by companies, most of them not. Dave Lee from our business unit is there. One of the main focuses this year has been the hacking of cars.
That seems to be the big topic this year. Now, of course, many modern cars are connected devices, and obviously computers are hacked and attacked all the time. So obviously the same goes for the cars that are being made in this way. Now, we've seen several hacks at this event, for example, remotely controlling a Chrysler. So we saw in one demonstration someone able to turn the radio up to crazy levels, which doesn't seem too bad. Chrysler have moved to fix that problem, but the concept shows that there's potentially millions of cars out there that aren't as secure as perhaps they should be. So that's a very, very big topic. We're also hearing this week about a hack on the Tesla cars and those very futuristic cars that are making waves at the moment. One of the researchers who found vulnerabilities in the Tesla explained to me what they did and why they did it.
It is the most connected car on the road. And we wanted to see how it handled cybersecurity issues. We wanted to see if there were any lessons that could be learned from it.
Dave Lee at DEF CON in Los Angeles. In Jamaica, there is a mini war going on between police and transport officials on one side and illegal taxis on the other. The capital Kingston's streets are clogged with taxis, their passengers squashed into every available space. Some are legal, but many are unregulated, and they're taking business away from the bus companies. The passengers want them, but the authorities are clamping down, as Nick Davis reports.
It's coming up to midday, it's incredibly hot. One of the problems is that you can wait quite a while for one of these buses. So what often happens is you find normal taxis, red plates, licensed taxis operating around here, but you also find illegal taxis.
That was me squashing into the back of a taxi. It had a red number plate, so it was legal. Licensed drivers here have insurance and run agreed specific routes. But as driver admits to me, even they are pushing their luck with the authorities.